ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
The church grew out in the secret. You can't know, you can just see people sit down like this. You don't know if they are doing anything. The church will grow if we learn to go back. All these ones that they are burning churches, it is not a big problem. We can have church inside that desert if we train people how to become covert, hidden. Underground church had more effect than when the church was public. Hope you know the church began to die when Constantine made the church a state matter. Hope you know that's when the church began to nosedive. Before that, the period of persecution and all of that, church was strong. But when the church became glamorous, that's when we began to really die. So if you want to raise disciples so that you can go and announce on YouTube that come and see my disciples now, you are already wrong. The only people we owe explanation of our work are who? Ministry partners. People who labor with us. They are the only ones we owe report. And when we are giving them report, we say, please don't do what? Don't go and upload it to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are some pastors that they are on the list of jihadists to be killed. But there are some pastors that are not on their list, but they are also effective. And I found that it's not as if those ministers are not talking against jihadists, but where do they talk it? That's the wisdom. You see, let hope you know, if you talk on air now and talk against jihadists and all of that, hope you know you that talk, you may be secured. But certain heads may be beheaded for that statement. Some discoveries, this my 2 weeks in school was so challenging, very, very powerful time. They made a discovery now that shocked me, that Muhammad is not even real. Ah, see, when they started bringing out facts that the Islamic world now are wrestling with, you see, when he told us all of that, and the Quran discovery that we made, I called one of the students, I said, Africa is not ready for this yet. Hope you know over there, you can even abuse your president right in front of him in the Western world. Hope you know that. Ah, people abuse Trump and they will say it to his face and he will be passing. Here, in Nigeria or Africa, you can't try it. So I told the brother, I said, Africa is not ready for this yet. Let's just be where we are. Trusting God that we will still wake up the body of Christ to do the truth. You see, the challenge is, if you are a missionary, the first security tip you must write down and take note of is, as much as possible, be secretive with your work. As much as possible, be secretive with your work. In the areas that is sensitive. Are you following what I'm talking about? Be secretive in your work in the areas that is sensitive. Be secretive. If comedians come to our church to make us laugh, where are we going to put it? On YouTube. And that's why somebody can talk against us and say all kinds of things. Church like too much of publicity. Yeah, it's like it's a disease. God must heal us of it. So even we ourselves must be careful to announce ourselves. I see the Lord dealing with Nova and Nova. Don't go and announce yourself. Who should announce you if at all? Let the Lord. And please, if the Lord wants to announce, what does he want to announce? The message. It's not you. You see, let it be clear in us that it's not me God wants to announce. What does he want to announce in you, brethren? Is that message he gave to you, that one for which you are praying, and then when God began to settle it, that's okay now. I want to announce this one. Not you. So when you begin to compare yourself with your work, you're already wrong. Don't put yourself by the work. No. See yourself as a disciple following Jesus. Whatever he does through you belongs to him. And see, do you know why support will increase for you? Why? The message. It's the message. It's the message that makes your support to increase. It's the message that makes God to command people to say, give him money. Okay, for what? Because your face is good? No. Because you have a wife? No. No. It is the message. So, what is your labor on? The message. So, where will your self-glory? If you try to take self-glory for what is not, is it you Jesus wants to magnify? It must be deep as a revelation in us. You know, even when I'm giving a report to partners, I'll be checking my heart. Why this report now? What am I showing? I must be careful, because what I'm showing is I want them to see the message that I am presenting and their support, what it is achieving. Chicken, now. But to be attaching something else in my heart, just say, no, you won't last like that. Oh. Hallelujah. So security, look at these brothers. They carried Paul. Did you see they took Paul there? They took him and put him inside where? Somebody owns that basket. Did they go to announce and say, what do you people want to do basket? Excuse me, somebody, if they bought that basket from the market. Okay, what are you using this big basket to do? Would they say, I know, bro, Paul is escaping this night. Is that what they would tell them? Please, what do you think they would tell if they ever bought that basket somewhere? Oh, we want to use it. They will never reveal. They will never reveal. And if they didn't have to buy that basket, it must have been a believer. That what? That owns that basket. Did they succeed in making Robert to escape? After they succeeded, those ones that were plotting to kill, I'm sure the Bible left their case. But I'm sure they waited and waited and waited till they found out that. Ha! They say he has gone. Let me ask you. Security to a missionary is very important. So when does a missionary begins to think of security tips, how to escape a place when he feels threatened? At the sight or information of, excuse me, did they say they came close to the door to kill Brother Paul? Is that what that Bible says? He said they plotted. So when did they hear that information? At the plotting level. They plotted to kill. The information got to them. So when you hear that, I say most of the time, God in his graciousness, hallelujah. God in his graciousness, you will hear of the plot to kill him. Are you with me? Are you following me? See, listen to me. God, most of the time, you will hear that there is a plot to do something to you. Hope you know sometimes missionaries now stay till the plot comes to be. That's why when you do a sensitive work, like among Muslims, a sensitive work among youths whose parents are Muslims, you don't just release your address anyhow. One. Number two, there are some people too that are not Muslim, but there are demons in their family. The father does not want to see the boy or girl near any church. You heard that the man is an angry man. That's the day you visit and say, your boy is in my house. You are not wise, though. Because if they use machete to pursue you, you can be sure. There is the will. Hope you know, please, I'm repeating that. Did they say, and disciples prayed? Yes. In Acts chapter 9, they prayed.
No, sir.
Hope you know, there was a place where they say they prayed. But here, it was not prayer. It was, what are we going to do? I don't know whether there are options on the table that day. Before somebody brought the what? Option of basket. There will be deliberation. So I said, I think basket will be good. How do we do? Tie it like this. And I'm sure they will not go and pick a brother like me who cannot release rope that doesn't have strength. Are you following me? They have to select disciples to Jeunkanu. Wait, brother. No, brother. Don't call brother. Our man take it, bro. Please call bro. I'm going to follow. Because it's a plan to escape. It was not you. Imagine as you are lowering down the basket, somebody's hand. Oh man, show me. Oh, why you? What happened to the message? What happened to the messenger? His leg. What if his leg break? What will happen? He won't be able to escape. If he's to escape in the night and he fell down, para and brapod, and I said, yeah! If it was closer to the gate, they say, we shouting. He looks like Paul. They will pursue him. Hope you know they escape. Brapod escaped in so much that they didn't say and they pursued him. So it was a serious plan. Well executed. I think those disciples were brilliant. So when you are raising disciples, don't just raise dafts. Yes. Raise them to be what? Smart. How can somebody hear that they say they are planning to come to they come and kill us in the house? And he just said, I spoke in tongues all through. And I left the matter. Are you alright? I know they were joking. They were joking. You were not smart enough to come and report. And I'm sure, one way or the other, if we dig into this matter, you know, Bible is so large. We'll have these disciples in that place. We need to visit their lives. Who are they? Those are brothers who are smart. And it's before somebody say, no, that was with Paul. Jesus also had to escape. In fact, this time, it was an angel that came to say, look, carry this boy and go to Egypt. Because if you don't, they will what? They will kill. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you know that if there is a threat against your life, you know, sometimes I say, hey, you can't leave the people. How can you go and walk in a place and leave the people? Excuse me, are you the one leaving the people? Oh, are you following me? Is it you leaving the people? No, do you really want to leave the people? What are you preventing? The message. Okay, did Paul leave the people here? Oh, you are not talking to me. Did he leave the people here? No, he said, no, he should have stayed with the people. That's where he started his ministry. What about the new convert he got? Excuse me. The message. Hallelujah. Now, I have also come to understand that, please don't get this thing wrong. There are some people that can die. There's no problem with God. They will go to heaven. But there are some people that if they die, the work of God can be reduced backward by another 30 years. You are not with me. There are some people that if they die, the work of God can go backward for another 30 years because they died at the wrong time. There are some that if they die, there's no problem. They will go to heaven. But there are some people that if they die, let me give a practical example. Hope you know that Nigeria has some fathers now. They can't die now. Forget that they are not doing so. These are giants. If they die now, there are some things that is not possible because they are just there. Are you following? Can I now ask you a question? Will you raise yourself to the point whereby God says, you, this one can die? Hope you know it's not as if God selects. You are the one that proves to God. Are you with me? You know there's a way God,
You'll be doing certain things and God will be looking at your secret place and ask, this boy can't die. This girl cannot go.
Hope you know there are some wives that if they die, the man can marry another.
Hope you know there are some wives, if they die, that man's life, it will be, there will be a killing.
There are some wives like that.
Hallelujah. Don't be a woman or a man that everyone cannot release weight on. Hope you know it's the weight on your shoulder. As you bear burdens for the Lord. God looks at you and says, If your car fly like this, I want to tell myself, they will hold it.
See this one.
Because if he goes, my work will suffer loss, man. You know, even God does not like wasting. He said to me, he had 15 years. Paul. You know the kind of revelation he had. Hope you know Gentile world cannot listen to some people.
God said, no.
And in this case, I didn't see an angel of God. I saw disciples. God seems to move those. Is this the first time Brother Paul had to escape by basket? I mean, is that the only time I mean? Ah, if I say of the Bible, this is not the only time, oh. Other times too, he had to escape again. Not by basket, but yet. Hope you remember there was a time again he was standing before court and he said if he was going on the way to see Caesar, they were going to kill him. There's an ambush already laid. And I think it's one of his family members. Oh, let's look at it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You see this, Brother Paul, everywhere he gets to, they want to kill him. Let me just quickly look for it. It's in the book of Acts. Everything is in the book of Acts. I think everything starts from that chapter 9. All right. You've not seen it. I want us to check it. Okay. These are some of the issue about scriptures filling our heads. How can you spell Caesar for me?
C-E-A.
Are you sure? Spell it C-E-A.
C-E-S-E.
S-A-E-R. Are you sure? No, you're wrong.
C-A-E.
Ah, my brother, my sister.
C-A-E.
Okay.
C-A-E-S-E-R.
Okay, so none of us know that scripture, but... How many of us know that scripture?
Like,
where he was. It was.
Is it where he was put in Jerusalem?
Okay, yes, please.
23 verse 11.
Okay. It was the case of when he had the meeting with Governor Felix of Festus.
Yes, ma'am.
Felix of Festus. Am I correct?
The issue of Pharisees and the
23 verse what?
23
verse 11. Please open. Read for us, brother.
The following night, the Lord stood by. Okay. But stood by him and said, you are pushing your power for your testified for me to Jerusalem, so you must also be a witness of him.
Okay.
And when it was day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath.
Okay.
Saying that.
Okay, that's Acts chapter what? 23.
23 verse 11.
23 verse 11. Yes. All right. 11. Please go on.
Bound themselves under an oath, saying that they will neither eat nor drink if they had kept Paul. Now there were more than 40 who had owned this conspiracy.
Okay.
They came to chief priest and elder and said,
okay,
we have bound ourselves.
Look at verse 15 and 16.
Now you therefore, together with the council, suggest to the commander that he be brought down to you tomorrow.
Yes.
As though you were going to make further inquiries.
See, what were they trying to do again? They were planning and see how they were doing it. By lying. Go on.
Further whether inquiries concerning him,
uh-huh.
but were ready to kill him before he comes near.
They were ready to what?
To kill him.
To kill him.
Before he comes near.
Uh-huh.
Then when Paul's sister's son heard of their ambush.
Who is this person that had?
When Paul's sister's son.
So carry your family along in what you are doing.
Paul
has a sister
that has
a son who must be close enough in this ministry. Oh.
He went and entered the barrack.
You see that?
Paul.
He did what? He entered where? He entered where, brother?
He entered the barrack.
I like that version. He entered barrack. Wow. Whether he's a known person. I don't know, but he entered barrack. And I don't, see, look at it. He entered the barrack, yes.
And then Paul called one of the centurions.
You see that?
Mm-hmm. And said, take this young man.
Now, I love that because I was saying Paul's sister's son, maybe he's a mature person that understands. They say he's a young man.
Young man.
This man is young, but I think probably he's a teenager.
Take this young man.
Yes.
To the commander.
To the commander. So, look at Paul, the people around Paul, they are not all there. Oh, are you following me? Don't do discipleship. But, hey, it's all right, anything goes. Look at this other person. Smart. See, when he came to tell Paul, Paul started praying.
No.
Oh, Paul started praying.
No.
What did Paul do? Take this young man, yes,
to the commander.
To the commander. Don't take him to the corporal. Don't take somebody they can bribe. Go straight. Yes?
And say,
uh-huh.
The prisoner called me to him
uh-huh.
and asked me to bring this young man to you.
Uh-huh.
He has something to say to you.
Excuse me, can't he say it? Oh, are you following me?
Nah.
I thought he should do what?
Say it to
me. Say it to this soldier, this centurion. See, they said they want to what? They want to kill him. He said, just take this young man. He has something to say. Yes?
The commander took him by the hand.
Oh.
When
he must really be a young man. To do what?
Took him by the
hand. To take him by the hand. Oh, yeah, come along.
Wow.
Let's be going. Yes?
Went aside. Asked him privately.
Yes?
What is it that you have to tell me?
Oh, it was even the chief captain here. The chief captain took him by the hand and what? So it means that even in the midst of the army, they say, so that they don't sabotage. Look at what the chief captain also did. He knows this centurion that brought him. I'm not sure of him. You come. So Paul had a correct networking with the chief of army staff, if we can say something like that. That's why he didn't tell the centurion. Are you following me? So, I'm sure, one way or the other, maybe Paul has witnessed to this chief, this captain. For a captain to be taking a small boy aside, baby, come and tell me. That tells you there's something between Paul and this chief. Captain. Let me ask you, did Paul's gospel include leaders here? Did it include leaders here? Which kind of gospel that we want to go and die in the village and say that's missions? If he had nobody in the army whom he had witnessed the life of Christ to, what will happen to this plot? They will kill him. And the epistles would have died. Let me ask you. Is it wrong that a friend of ours and a friend is a lieutenant? We have more than maybe 50 lieutenants in the army. And we have 6 generals who are disciples. Eh? That one day, the chief of army staff is a disciple. Hope you know the day there will be a plot. We can bypass the president to go and meet him. See, arrange something. You two, you go and call it special duty. Hope you know the one that is under you, we wait for a command. But you as the chief, you don't need to wait for any command before you instruct anybody. You are not following me. Please, if the friend of Paul is this centurion, where will he go and receive order? From the chief of the captain. So I like Brother Paul. His ministry is holistic. Recently, as I was in school, there's a friend of mine now who is in the army. So I called him aside and I started speaking with him about the burden to penetrate the defense of this country with the gospel. He began to share with me, he said, sir, there is a fire extinguisher in the army that when you enter with zeal, they kill it. He sat me down. He said, let's talk. He said, they have killed my zeal. He is a chaplain too. But he was on full army uniform. He was sharing some things with me. So when we finish, this last NDA attack, one of our chaplain who is in the army, it was his block that they came to attack. That block where they were all living, it was a target. They gave me the full story behind that attack. This brother come to theology school and traveled the day before them. He was part of the target. They didn't just come to attack. They came to look for certain Christians. So he now told me, he said, look, they have cut out my zeal. Passion is not there. He told me, he said, well, if you find this way, we leave the army. He said, but if God speaks. He now gave me examples that there was a day like that I was leading a meeting. People were praying. You know, people were ready to pray. He said it was the Oga. You see, Oga is in the army, Oga is meaningful. He said it was the Oga. And I said, how many minutes did they say you should use? I'm in a ranking, another ranking officer. And you know everything is yes, sir. Including prayer. You must do what? If you said the Holy Ghost told you that you should lead it, they say no, not yes. In fact, the brother they told me said, you can't say, he said his army, you can't say the Holy Ghost asked you to explain the service. That's what they told me. That your Holy Ghost that I said that service will receive query. That same Holy Ghost. But hear me. If the chief, so when I now told him, I said, how do we penetrate the army that we have a body to hold meetings with them? You know what he told me? He said, it's not possible. He said, everything is regimented. And he said, except you know the Oga. He now told me the Oga in Lagos, the high of Kineko or something. If you know those ones, he said, they will just give you key. You can have the army if you know the word. See, when you are doing ministry, don't go to a school and be looking for... go for the senior prefect. Look for the class captain. Tell every disciple to go for the top man. I can ask you, what is Islam doing? They are looking for the top. Let's go back to this story. Who came and told Paul that they are planning to kill
Paul's himself? Sister's
Paul's sister's son. Ramajan B. Motoridi. Are you following me? I'm looking at my Bible. I say, Holy Ghost, was there any prayer here? Was this Rakashamba? Mm-mm. They say, they want to kill him. And this is a young boy. So who is this boy? Paul's sisters. So maybe Paul has visited, not even maybe. This one knows Paul. So thereof, he's born again. He must have had the gospel. He's a lover of Brother Paul. They understand the message. And the beautiful thing is, this is the son of his blood sister. So you see that your family you are neglecting. One day they may be instrumental to your escape. Those your brothers that you say they don't know Bible. One day they will be the one to come and quickly use Okada to come and pick you. You are not with me. I said, my mother does not know scripture. The day you are boy, maybe by beating, And the place you have to go first is your house. The person that will put hot water on fire is that same woman. Be careful. No, my wife is not zealous. My wife is not zealous. Eh? Your wife is not zealous. That's why you can go for 9 months. The day something happen, you will come back home. So, you see, I like the Bible. Paul's sister's son. And the boy was smart to enter barrack. I like that boy. You see, Bible is so wide. That's why they used to cut it. That's not our focus. Because we can trace that boy. Let's trace how did he first hear the message. When this whole trial began, it means he knew about it. So each time they were going to court, where was this boy? He knew. If he didn't know the case, we didn't know the road to the barrack. We didn't know what was happening. When they were talking to, and see God, anytime they want to kill his servant and the message, God will go and send. God is not wicked. Most of the time, when he sends the informant, what do we do? Our zeal and foolishness will go ahead of wisdom. Be wise as a serpent. Be humble as a dove. And look at our brother, Brapo. What did he say? Go, not, hey, come. They say they want to kill me. Oh, I don't understand. Take this boy to go and meet the captain. Tell him he has something. Tell him. See wisdom. Do you see another secrecy here again? You see, Brother Paul himself practicing it. And look at what the chief captain also did. Because even when you are laboring as your guy of organs, there are some evil people. Learn to be what? Look at that verse. What verse is that?
Verse 19.
What did verse 19 say?
19 says, then the commander took him by the hand and went aside.
Privately.
Asked him privately, what is it that you have to tell me? Was 22 now said, so the commander let the young man depart and commanded him, tell no one that you have revealed these things to me.
This commander is a secret disciple, I suppose. When does a Roman soldier have a connection with an apostle of Jesus? Something has happened. Please, what did the chief captain also say? I think anybody that does not know how to keep secret of the kingdom has problem. Imagine there's a church here now. They want to pray against jihadists. They are on mic. Every power of jihad movement. You don't say they burn down that church. They will burn it down. I won't raise prayer point for that kind of church. Imagine this this one. In fact, the Lord in his mercy gave me a body one time. There's a church that I think they said they killed some Christians and then they burned down the church or something. The Jihadists have been attacking that area. Are you? And then Easter was closer. You now held church. Are you? You understand what I'm talking about? Here, there are 15 churches here. They've burnt down 8. Are you so daft to hold meeting in that place? Look, if I don't go to that kind of church service, don't say I'm a bastard. I'm not. In fact, that thing so pained me that I was in church and the Spirit of God said to me, write a book. Shepherding the flock among wolves. How do you pastor a church in the midst of terror? And I need to seek God's will, because the thing so hit me. I said, don't we need a manual now to go and be giving to all those pastors? People say, read. Don't waste people's life. You think it's easy to save a soul? Some of you think that saving a soul is easy. Some of you don't know the anointing that went out of you when you won souls. Because for you, since you are not announced, the greatest miracle is salvation of a soul. You just expose families unnecessarily to danger that heaven did not expose them to, because there's no what. This Bethel Baptist High School, they have been attacking that area, kidnapped, and you now want to write NECO. Oh, we don't know. Can can't you shift to your Abuja? Another Baptist, whatever. Are you following what I'm talking about? Must you hold it there? Lives. Now we are paying ransom because of lack of what? So it's not everything that is. Jesus said, the children of this world are what?
Wise.
Jesus for I lose soul than the children of what? So you can be a child of light and yet you are stupid. Not that he says, never. Is he not there? They are white. It means you can be a child of light and yet you are foolish. This missionary that was killed recently, they attacked that place and he ran with his wife. I saw the picture of how they were hiding inside one cave and you went back. Excuse me. They threatened you last 2 weeks. Who told you that those that threatened you are gone? Until they came back again, the wife narrowly escaped, they shot him with his son. He should not have died. Did they kill any of the villagers? No. Is the message, can't you go for a while, bring out your best man, and do a secret work? Wait, why are we going to a village? Is it to go and make money? What are we going there for? So, if we take the people out to where I am, we do a covert work and send. Hope you know the number one target man, they will not see again. But the number one target man has multiplied himself. And you teach them to do a secret work. Hope you know, how do missionaries say wants to do mission work? We'll build a church, we'll dedicate it, a village church. We want to send a report back to the base and say, see the place we have built. Are you following me? There are areas you can't do crusade. There are areas you will not do any public meeting. You will not even gather publicly. It's time for missionaries to begin to work. And yet, disciples will multiply in such a town. We are hearing of some things happening now in Iran. I mean, fresh news now. Fresh, these are fresh, fresh news that our professor told us. He has been a missionary since 1987. And he said, look, what's happening in Iran now? Oh, Akpa Iran on a car. Revival has broken forth. But do you know the secret? Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows what's going on. That church has caught the secret. I don't know. Maybe this is not the Lord we're speaking to. This one I want to say that. Maybe we too should experience what will make us to do it. If we dedicate a church now, where would it be? Even the address of the church. If you want to come and bump it, do they need to struggle? They will not struggle. You see, I confess that there are so many things our leaders, our fathers, as they grew, they didn't also know. That's why we have to pray for them. That's why we have to pray for them. A Christian copper is doing rugged in those kind of places. They cannot do it in a covert way. They will put the rugged where? On YouTube. Are we together? It's on YouTube, they'll put it. They'll put it where? If anybody wants,
Location.
They'll put the location where there's zero gate. Are you alright? You now see they kill them. See, even those people will watch the kill. This is a death as a result of what? Foolishness. You are not wise. Hallelujah. A threat came to a village. Hope you know the target in that village are ministers, missionaries. And there are sometimes, they are not even threatening a whole village. They are saying that. Oh, you know, sometimes they announce. Why should they announce? And you waited. The only thing that can make you to wait is that there was a command from the headquarters of heaven. That's the only thing. How many of you know that Paul kept escaping and escaping, 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 till they finally caught him? Are you following me? See, he kept escaping till they caught. So until you are caught, keep what? keep escaping. Who is escaping? Who is escaping? The, not you. You don't run for fear. Because Jesus said, fear not those who can kill the body. It's not fear that is making you to run. What's making you to run? Okay, listen. You pursue me in Nigeria. And I ran to Benin. You know I can cause revival and so suicide. If you pursue me in Benin and I run to Togo, what people will affect Togo again? If you pursue me in Togo, till you catch me. We must start teaching church. Let me ask, hope you know, strike the shepherd. See, sometimes these people are not looking for sheep. They are not looking for sheep. They say, who is that man that is leading them in that village? As a person. So that's why I like Jesus' model. Don't be too forward as a leader in your mission work. You didn't get me? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! You know, we started a work here in this village. Be sensitive to your location. Hope you are jotting these things down. Be sensitive to your location. Okay, what if God asks you, brother, to go and spend 2 months in a place that you know that the place is quite sensitive? When you get there, you don't, nothing should be known. You can't ask me now. When we went to do this thing in Danzomo, how can you go to Danzomo and you go and be doing Jesus Film Outreach? Are you alright? You can't do it. Covert. In fact, when we're praying. See, imagine prayer. See prayer. We wanted to pray. We're doing like someone that wants to go and pick pluck. You are praying. You are doing as if you are going near a tree. Because you must not be caught doing oak. You just go around and be smiling. But you are praying. You know, if you are used to here, you hope you know that kind of prayer, you will think that no, we are not praying here. How are we not praying? That's why you have to understand prayer. Because there are some work that demand looking and praying. You are looking, but you are praying. But also, if you are now so used to this as you are looking, you will not pray. Your mind will be cut. You will just be lost. Imagine how we wake up into we pray. And then, you know, I remember I was a leader. As you are praying, some people are too zealous. I said, please, can you lower your voice? If you make your voice, I will run away. Why? There's a message here that must go out. Imagine you went to preach in a place and people responded and they cried and they prayed. What if you go to another place? Another place. And it means more people need the message. And you carry. Please, remove yourself. Your dying is not a problem. What must not die? Message. Brother, look, I don't want to die now. Not because I don't want to. If they give me option of going to heaven, I will go to heaven. Heaven is far. But why do I want to stay? Something in Nigeria must happen. There's a revival God promised us. We have not seen it. There's a collapsing of false religion that has not happened. That's why we want to stay alive to see it. What is in the earth? So wisdom. Amen. Brother, don't go to a place and then you are not wise. So security and crisis management, you should look at networking. I want you to look at the principle of networking here. So brother, anytime you go to a mission field, one of the first things you do is network. Let me ask you, brethren in the ring, who are your networking people? So missionaries, then they go to a place. What are they just doing? Ministry. Look at Brother Paul here. Chief of army staff. So if Brother Paul have 100 phones, part of what you see in his contact is what? The chief of army staff. Never official. You see, there's no time to take you through scripture. When I was reading the epistle, I was shocked. Bro, Paul ministered to leaders, places and cities. See, read the book of Acts, you'll be hearing something like the proconsul, of Kinikon City. Would you know about proconsul? Proconsul looks like prime minister or governor or something like that. But Paul had this insight of networking with people, ministering to people. Very important. We are not ministering to leaders because of what? Because we want to minister to leaders so that we can be protected. No, we are ministering to leaders because we know that it's important for leaders to be disciples. The day the church will enter trouble, hope you know that's a certain... Okay. I read Daddy Benjamin's book, and the day jihadists came to attack them, as he was calling governor, he was calling this one soldier, he was calling... So from that day, I saw that... If you have not affected lives to the point that even your disciples cannot grow to become leaders, what kind of discipleship are you doing? Olamide Awo Jeyon, is it not because you have not raised men correctly that as they grow, they cannot go and sit where the economy matters and they can command billions of dollars for you for the message? Well, thank you. God forbid that, you know, that certain level we should reach, we should not even do support any. You don't know. You don't raise support as per raise. The backlog of your work and impact on lives, they will be the one doing the work now. They will raise the support. They say, uncle, please don't worry. I have 15 friends. They must, you know, there are some people, they will say, they must support. Oh, you know, there are certain people that will say, hey, you support this work. You've not seen people like that. They will say, hey, will you like to? You support. You are supporting this work. And you will hear what? Yes, sir. There are certain levels like that too. So if we cannot raise holistic disciples, who told you we don't need the army? Who told you we don't need the navy? This man, governor of Benue State. Are you hearing me? He was telling us publicly in one of the peace house meetings. He said one day, he's a disciple of the believer, that's a governor. He said one day he was to go somewhere and they have planned to kill him because of his stand for Christ. Hear this. He said one of his friends, who is a top ranking army official, just called him. Hello? Where are you? They said, we are so play. He told publicly, he said, and these things, you know, Peter, they will not tell devices. It's not, you don't watch it, not that kind of thing. He said, we are coming to your place. I just felt we need to come and protect you. The governor said, no, I have policemen here. I have enough. He said, no, we are coming. He said, that's how they came. He said, when these people came with all their instruments, they moved. He felt like, this my friend is doing Ashiju, like all these police. You know police. He said as they were going, the ambush came. Heavy gunfire. He said it probably said, if the army, these people had not been there, said by today, you will have died. They rained it on the governor's envoy. But you know, the police could not... Alone will not repair that kind of thing. But the army with their sophisticated training and weapons. Now let me ask you, what if this governor don't have such a network? Hope you know that chief could command his boys to come because he's an oga. Hope you know if he's somebody lower, what will he do? He will ask for permission. Hope you know at that ranking you can move your boys and weapons and equipment and say we are going somewhere and nobody will question you. I'm asking you a question. For the days of the prosperity of the message, we must do a serious holistic discipleship that cut across. If we are looking for students to gain admission, instead of bribery, imagine you, the vice chancellor is a disciple. And these students are brilliant, but there is a gateway of bribery. What will happen to these your disciples? You will just fly over all those hindrances. And miss the one at the top. Why this digressing? When it comes to security, network. A missionary that has a base and is not networking is wrong. Very wrong. God forbid. This thing I'm saying now, it's also something that I need to take note of. Imagine they are attacking the mission base of a missionary. He has nobody's number in the streets to call. They are not following me. Listen, I have to sit down and look at this. Sometimes Christians, sometimes Christians in that street, you don't have their number. You don't have any nobody's number in your church. And you can say, excuse me, somebody's at my door now. I don't want to scream. Help me call ABC. Robile was running Global Bible Study yesterday, and I was online with him, and I was hearing, woof, woof, dog. He was running in from his house. And the sound of that dog does not look like one lazy teen dog. That is fasting always. I went to me and Brother John Lawa, my disciple, we went to Uncle Bayo's house. We entered through one place. My God, some two giant dogs. As in, these ones are close to lion. In the house of the missionary. See, when I had that, whoop, see, I was afraid of. Yeah? What are they doing with dogs? I'm asking. Security. I will buy dog, brother. See, when I heard, I said, hey, so. And I read it in one of Baba Bible's. How a dog see them. Doggo. Baba Bayo family. Dog. Save them. Because imagine somebody is trying to knock door and your dog has woof, already has said something is wrong. You've already started planning, saving time. Wisdom, people of God. And then I didn't know the Lord is my protector. No, we didn't say so. If you need a doorbell, a camera, depending on the location you are working, put it there. Are you following me? Put it there. If you need iron door, depending on this location you are working, do what? Put iron door. If God send me to a village, somebody say, if he send me a village, I will build a mission base in that same village to show that we came. In the light of the gospel. If the place is terrible, I will do barbed wire and fence. I will even train some disciples on how to handle stick and use it to small smells. It was when I read this verse of Joshua, and I said, hey, military training. Okay, what are they doing now? Please, let's understand that security is also important for the preservation of what? The message. That's the bottom line of this message before we pray. Your location is important. Hope you know there are some locations you don't need all these things I'm saying. If you start doing that in some free locations, what you have a problem. It shows this one has a problem. It's location based. You must be sensitive. The Lord will strengthen us. I say the Lord will strengthen us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Uncle Bayo told us that several, all these small, petty people that can come and take ministry materials, his dog that was pursuing them all the time from entry. It will save you some headache. Some people want to come and do a covert secret work. It's your dog that will alert you. Very important. Think security whenever you are traveling. Depending on what? Location. That's why some people just look at a missionary that is in a base. You are going from here to that side. You did not inform your team member. I'm coming. Is that a statement? I'm coming. Is I'm coming a statement? You have not said anything. Don't let people assume where you are going. Security is important. Hope you know, we're not even talking about threat to life. What is the where you went to? You they lie on you that something happened. And it was, I remember this friend of mine that they were going one day and all this mopo they cut into. They read it and they catch it. You know that some places you can't say you are buying suya. You are buying suya near Palo at after 10. And you used to know that mopo used to raid that area. You still went to buy suya there. If they catch you, they've catch you, brother. You have to be wise on location. So as a rule of ministry, once there's a threat, leave. Once there is danger, leave. If it is not something that is, and all the time, the people that you should first think of evacuating is your wife and children. Very important. You can run, no? Your wife cannot run the way you will run. Your children, God forbid that you all of you are running together. You are in front. And your child say, "Daddy, say just keep running. The Lord is faithful." That's an irresponsible missionary.
Oh my God! Tell you.
The only thing I think that missionary did that was wise was that it's possible he shielded his wife to escape. If they have run together, they might have pursued both of them. So, you know, a waiting will allow them focus on you while she can. That will have been only the only thing we can say you did well. So, as a rule of ministry, there's this capital missionary that was killed also. And he had the threat. They brought the gospel to that place. Very painful experience. I didn't really like it. This one is about 3 or 4 years ago. They came and they brought a threat. They had to leave immediately. They were looking at about the villagers. It will look as if, you know, his guilt that used to make many servants of God to wait. It's guilt. Guilt of, I will look like a fake shepherd. You know, you go and confuse when the shepherd see the wolves coming. He will stay. It is the hireling that we want. Excuse me. Did Jesus run? You are not following me. Did they carry? I thought it's our shepherd that has been born. When they want to stone him, why didn't he just stay there and die? He walked away from them. It's not yet time. Why? The message. Understand. See, that's why you must be wise. Understand when a threat is coming to you and your work that involves villagers too. Carry everybody and what? Escape. But if you know the threats is against who? You. The real shepherd is Jesus. And you are not running away because you want to abandon them. In fact, it's for their sake you are running. Because you are not running to do what? God bless you. You are not running to leave them. You are running to hide. So that you'll be available to provide them. Hope you know as you run, what are your disciples doing again for you? Informant. Do you know the last attack? It was said that in the military quarters, the Muslims there were the ones. What's that? What's that, bro? So even they can't carry out a successful war if there is no war. Can the devil also strike a place if there is no opening? Why is it that it is us that does not want to practice informant? He said, no, the Lord will, Holy Ghost will tell me. No, sir. Is it not also impossible that when you run, you now, you know, part of what you must be doing on the mission field based on location is that you must be training your people now to be informants too. How to see that in the market and be what?
mission work, is like a serious work. Oh. Delicate work. You are training your women how to be doing market, whatever. And they know how to interpret movement. And they come and say, I sense that. There was a place like that that all the villagers escaped. Nobody was killed because what? Before they came, everybody. Yeah, those people came and met empty. They could not, because you see, we are protecting as we watch. Once we come back, you know, the person that is informing, you will know the person that they will say they had this person was one pointing. That's the person you will now go and target. Now, hope you know when you now have people from the IRM of police or whatever, you can take the case there. They can arrest that person. Because in fact, we heard that villages are mostly attacked by the success of insiders. Where is the insiders of Christianity? Where are they? One touching story happened when I went to preach in Isai, and the one of the brothers that came to NYC just arrived. He was coming from Jos, and they just killed many of his family members. He came for orientation camp. He said, I buried some of my family members. We're still looking for some of them. And he was saying some things that were funny. These things were caused by people living with them. But it is Christians that don't have what? Informant. What betide a missionary that does not raise his people? How to sit down in markets and you can interpret why this one is looking at this direction. Look at the situation of that our coming from Ibadan. You see, I sense that these people are not alright. So I waited for my brother who understands that language. As soon as he came in, their attitude, I didn't like it. They wanted him to sit in the middle. And all that. I was so comfortable. I said, let's calm down. If we don't calm down, we may be helped by the Lord, but we may suffer. We may. Hallelujah. So please hear me. Your work is not loved by the devil. If you are increasing, there will be a plot. If it's direct from the spiritual realm, praise the Lord. Who is your informant? Holy Spirit. That one is easy. Hope you know that one is easy. See, spiritual war for me, it's easy. Hope you know if it's a balance that is facing us, there's no problem. Just go and start your elbow and sacrifice. Let's pray here. You understand? But the one that includes spirit realm and physical, you have to also apply spirit realm and then physical strategy. In your case, you cannot revenge an attack because of what Christ commands. So in your case, you must be wise enough to know how to escape. So when you go away from that village, what are your informants still doing? Don't come yet, Oga. We are noticing something. Okay, when else are we going to do that Bible study? Ask the president to come for a retreat outside town. Are you following me? Does the work still continue or not? It does. When all those who saw the child's life have died, what happened to Jesus? The Lord will strengthen us. So please, let's be wise. Threats, danger is very key. The reason why we will say, take your wife and children first is their weakness, ability to. And you know a woman is, you know what it means when they come to close to a woman is faced with danger. Is big. So that your heart does not fail. There is a situation whereby all of you are caught. Praise the Lord. Go and go to heaven. But in a situation that before you go to heaven, understand the message that you can't. Let the wife and children. When you notice that a field is hard, don't take your wife and children into that field. Find a peace treaty ground closer. You know, it's like somebody that is still the battlefront. You know, even soldiers used to have a base that is not. Have you ever seen any army strategy that they went and built a launching base in front of the war?
So I think it's not wisdom. Hope you know most soldiers, they will put their base at maybe somewhere peaceful. Wounded ones are what? Anyone that is a casualty or whatever. But everybody, where are they trained planning to go and launch from that base? No mission agency should have a base inside a troubled mission field. At the base, and they went to the base. The day you are attacked, if there is a need for help, it is your wife and children that will be able to radio, call, mobilize for prayer, and all of that. The days when you know that it's calm, you need the assistance of your wife, you go there together. But by, you know, because don't be walking as a blind man. You walk with wisdom. Bible says you should be wise. You know, but it's not. Imagine that you have a 3 days meeting. An informant already said, they say they are planning something. You know, there's nothing. There's nothing. God is with us. No, don't say like that. Find out if it is true before you move. The only thing the Holy Spirit rebukes in you is what?